The exhibit actually covers three centuries, 16th, 17th, and 18th centuries.
And the title of the exhibition is?
Antichità, Teatro, Magnificenza, Renaissance and Baroque Images of Rome. So those three words mean antiquity, theater, and magnificence. And we are very fortunate in the exhibit to have such an abundance of the work of one particular etcher engraver whose name in the Teatro section, whose name is Giovanni Battista Falda. And his map subsumes all that he's learned by etching modern Rome and gives it to us in a marvelous bird's eye perspective map, one of the most celebrated images of the city ever produced.
And it was this particular map from 1676 that you chose to give the virtual treatment.
For years, I've stared at this map, and it has often occurred to me, and I'm not alone, wouldn't it be marvelous to do what he was trying to do, which is to show Rome in the round, in three dimensions.
Across the room from the Falda map sits two computers that bring his work to life. McPhee picks up an Xbox controller and acts as our navigator through 17th century Rome.
Now, if we enter, click, we're right in Piazza del Popolo. So that's the entry point into the city for foreign visitors or any visitor really entering from the north.
And what really surprises me from the outset is the use of sound.
Right. As you approach the fountain, you can hear the sound of the water bubbling out from above and falling into the basin. So you can speed up and you can come up here into the Piazza Montecitorio, then turn around and have a look at this fountain bubbling out here.
Oh, that's beautiful. And each fountain has its own distinct sound connected
yes,
with it.
Exactly, because of course they come out. The water emerges at different volumes and at different heights, so it produces different sounds. The beauty here is that Falda's views capture a lost Rome. This fountain's long gone. As you'll see when we pull up the photographs of today, that's what it looks like.
Completely gone.
It's empty. So we've rebuilt, yes, from the 300 etchings this young man produced before his untimely death at 34, many things in Rome that are lost. Including, for example, come up here, this church of Santa Rita, which is located just here. That was actually picked up and moved to another location in the 20th century because they wanted to destroy it and reveal the ancient Roman ruins underneath it. The great thing about Virtual Rome would be also its classroom application, because you can explain the urban city to a generation that's grown up with Xbox and so forth in a way that is far more compelling at first than necessarily the two-dimensional etchings, but they arrive at them and then they find them immensely interesting.